There are two numbers used when lawmakers debated the passage of the Protecting Unborn Children's Amendments Law. They heard testimony from pro-life supporters who say a fetus responds to pain at 8 weeks gestation, while pro-choice advocates testified a fetus doesn't feel pain until well after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The two opposing sides are citing the exact same studies, but they are using the research differently to back their claims, says Maureen Kondik, an associate researcher of neurobiology and anatomy who studies fetal development at the University of Utah. Her research was cited during the passage of this law.
You'll often hear people accuse one side or the other by saying, oh, it's bad science. But I think everyone's in essentially 100% agreement about what the science says and what it means. On both sides of the debate, everyone cites exactly the same literature and interprets that literature in exactly the same way. So there's no controversy as far as the science is concerned.
During the legislative session, Republican Senator Kurt Bramble of Provo based his arguments for the law on the premise that a fetus responds to pain as early as 8 weeks.
If you prod a child in the womb or poke them with a needle, it reacts violently to that.
That fact is true, but it's misleading, says Kondik. She says that reaction is a reflex, much like getting your knee whacked at the doctor's office. The area of the brain that processes that pain is called the thymus, which doesn't develop until much later during the pregnancy.
Hi, my name is Dr. Leah Torres. I'm an obstetrician gynecologist. The parts of the brain that process pain aren't even present until the third trimester.
Kondik says this is also true.
There really is sort of no disagreement about the basic scientific facts. A fetus does not experience pain prior to 20 weeks, and in fact, prior to about 30 weeks. This debate is not about quote-unquote discredited science. It's about a much more nuanced question of the detection and response to painful stimuli.
It's a law meant to be a political message. It's all about politics.
Other questions being asked are, how will the state of Utah implement and enforce the law? Can doctors administer anesthesia to a fetus before 20 weeks of pregnancy? Will the procedure be cost prohibitive for those seeking an abortion? For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.